Hey, and welcome to FutureThinkers.org, a podcast about the evolution of technology, society, and consciousness. I'm Mike Gilliland.
And I'm Yuvia Ivanova. If you're new to the show and you want to get a list of our favorite books, popular episodes, and to join our community, go to FutureThinkers.org/start.
Hello, hello, hello. It's been a while. We're back, and we've been diving into a lot of projects, doing a lot of work lately that we want to tell you guys about. So this episode's going to be a little different.
Yeah, we've been growing our courses. We've been designing a brand new meditation app. We're starting a global Future Thinkers meetup initiative. And we've also been brainstorming the creation of an in-person center for exploring a lot of the ideas and practices that we talk about on the podcast and in the courses.
So in this episode, we're going to discuss our vision for this retreat center and why we want to create it and what we want to do there. So this is still very much in its early stages, and it's definitely a work in progress. If you guys would like to see their current vision and get involved, you can go to futurethinkers.org/retreat. And to check out the designs for the app, you can go to futurethinkers.org/app.
And also, if you want to find Future Thinkers meetups in your area or start your own, go to futurethinkers.org/meetups. And before we get started, we wanted to thank our recent patrons, Patrick, Vasilis, Kimberly, and Hugh. Thank you guys for helping us produce this show. And we've had a lot of success with doing group calls recently for our course and for other things. So we're going to start doing group calls for our patrons as well. So if you're a patron, check out the Patreon dashboard and you'll find a link. So we're going to do these video calls on the second Thursday of every month. And the next one will be on September 12th. So we'll see you there. All right, let's get into the episode.
Check out our new course in personal evolution. Part one is on cultivating sovereignty and is designed to support you in developing more clarity about your direction and purpose in life, making better decisions, and having more agency to live your life on your own terms.
Part two is on integrating the shadow and is designed to support you in overcoming nihilism and tapping into your inner source of energy, creativity, and wisdom to make meaningful progress towards actualizing your full potential. To learn more, go to courses.futurethinkers.org.
Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of the Future Thinkers podcast. We've been gone for quite a while. We've been working on a lot of different projects, expanding our course, getting a lot of people coming through that and getting a lot of interesting results from it. I've been working pretty hard on redesigning our meditation app, which is going to be kind of a companion to the courses. There's going to be a lot of guided meditations for a lot of the exercises that are covered through the course. This is also going to be a bit of an interesting new content release platform as well, where we're going to be releasing lectures. It's going to be really focused on practical applications of a lot of the things that we talk about in the podcast. So that's exciting. That's coming up soon. And then the third thing is we are planning a retreat center to build a retreat center here in Bulgaria. So this is kind of a reboot of that project. If you guys have been listening to the show for a while, we talked about building an incubator here in Plovdiv. So this is really a reboot and a different take on that. So why don't we get into that?
Yeah, so we decided from our experience with the course, we realized that a lot of the problems that we're facing right now as a humanity are not really technological problems. So we don't need so much tech innovation now as we need human innovation. So the cognitive operating systems, so to speak, that people are running doesn't seem to be sufficient anymore. So we've been focusing on creating the tools so that people can upgrade their mind. And we've put a lot of those into the course, but we realized that the in-person component of it is really important as well. So we want to create a space where people can come and experience these practices and work in groups and maybe stay for longer stints of time, like up to 3 months, like an incubation program, but for your mind. So that's why we're creating the center. And there's another aspect to it as well, and we've talked about this in relation to the course, that the university education system is not sufficient anymore to prepare people for the real world. It hyper-specializes people, and that makes them really fragile because jobs are changing fast, and it's not sufficient. This kind of hyper-specialization is not sufficient to see the world clearly. We need to have a broad view, more like a systems thinking approach. So we're going to have that element as well, introducing people to different disciplines, kind of mixing people from different backgrounds so that they can get more of a big picture view of the world. What about your vision for the retreat center? Like, what kind of problems do you think it's going to solve when it comes to the world that we're living in right now?
One thing I think is important to articulate here is how it's not like a lot of other retreat centers that, you know, or kind of intentional communities, because there is sort of that component to it where we want to have people living there and kind of be building on these ideas and conversations that we've had on the podcast. So how it's different is, I would say that component of resilience and kind of facing the truth, facing the reality of different ideas and states in the world. So there's going to be this hard realism approach. At least that's the influence I want to have on it, is, you know, really look at reality, look at yourself deeply, and do some of the work that we've discussed in detail in the course. So the shadow work, the sovereignty, understanding how your own perceptions color the way you perceive the world. So,
yeah, I think a lot of the time retreat centers, even the word retreat is kind of insufficient for what we're trying to do, because it implies running away from reality or escaping. That's not what we want to do at all. We want to integrate. So maybe we'll call it an integration center or something like that. And the idea is that people are not going to go to a different reality and then come home and be kind of discombobulated from it, like it tends to happen with these transformational retreats. We want people to come back and actually have more capacity to deal with their everyday reality and to take in the world and to be able to function. So, and that's also where the community component comes in. We would like to have a lot of kind of interface with people in the real world. So it's not going to be this kind of isolated pocket, but rather there's going to be a lot of visiting scientists and, you know, researchers and thinkers, and we'll probably have conferences there as well. So, yeah. So maybe you could talk a little bit about what kind of space you envision this being, what kind of tech or what kind of facilities it's going to have.
I want there to be all the tools available of creation and consciousness exploration. So I've often wondered what happens if you have all of the tools of creation and consciousness exploration at your fingertips. And nowadays, a lot of these things aren't very expensive. So you can kind of put a lot of this stuff together, and you can have people around that also know how to use these things and can teach. And so a big thing I think is going to be interesting about this place is sort of the temple-esque like meditation center we want to build. I'm really into these like designing states of consciousness and states of designing building spaces using lighting and using, you know, different kind of consciousness tripwires. We've talked about that term quite a bit on the podcast. So what kind of design aspects of the location trigger a certain type of consciousness state? That's really interesting to me. So anything that facilitates that. So I want to have like VR rooms for people to experiment with different kind of applications of consciousness exploration, learning, that sort of stuff. I want to have flotation tanks. Yeah, and I think those are probably the most interesting ones to me at the moment. Now, you and I have talked a lot about what kind of programs we want to have there. So what are you interested in having in terms of programs?
So, yeah, I'd really like to have the programs to be quite versatile for people from different lifestyles. Like, I don't want to have to force a specific lifestyle onto people. So anything from seminars, there's just a couple hours that anyone can come to weekend-long retreats or intensives, to week-long retreats, to 3-month stints where it's like an incubation program where people can come in and study something in depth, maybe even longer. So for the weekend retreats and for the kind of shorter seminars, we could have guest lecturers come in and guest facilitators. So it wouldn't just be us, because I would want this to be somewhat open source or like a curated format. Just like here on the podcast, we invite different thinkers to share their ideas and different approaches and methodologies. I would like to have the same thing at the center, where it's not just kind of stuck in one area, where it's quite broad. And for the long stints, it would be a lot of self-directed work. So we would probably give people tools and access to different educational materials, but a lot of the work would be done in groups and self-directed. Somewhat similar to an incubation program.
So there's going to be a few components of living as well. So we want to have like, a guest house there. We want to have co-working spaces, lots of space to kind of do your daily work. Like if you work online, that kind of thing, you should be supported there. But also to have the right kind of interactions that you want with other people. So lots of conversations, I expect, will pop out of nowhere in this place.
Yeah, actually the collaboration and the group work aspect, I think, is going to be really important. We've been talking about this quite a lot on our group calls in the course. And also we've started a couple of other groups, like with other content creators and other kinds of people who are working in similar projects. And this topic of group practices keeps coming up over and over. There just seems to be something in the zeitgeist right now where it's no longer about individual. It's about how do we relate to each other and how do we create group cohesion and coherence?
Yeah, you see this in a lot. Well, we've talked about this a ton in the podcast, and you see this in a lot of different forms. There's this concept of circling that we've been talking about engaging in, we space, decentralized autonomous organizations. That's an interesting concept. The blockchain is really trying to work on this. How do we scale decentralized and distributed decision making? This is something we want to experiment in this place as well. So there's a lot of this kind of focus on different angles of decision making and relating in large groups.
Mm-hmm. Large or small groups, because I mean, circling, you wouldn't do it in a group of 300. It's more like 10 people. So that's really interesting. We definitely want to experiment with that. There's a saying that's, I can't remember who said this, but the next Buddha is going to be a Sangha, and Sangha is community. So I think this is definitely applicable to what we're going to try to do. Of course, there's going to be a lot of focus on individual practice and individual effort, but then what do you do with that after? So it doesn't matter if you've had some sort of insight on your own, like how do you relate to people from that place and how do you actually apply it in the world?
Yeah, there are a lot of subjects that we discuss at length on the podcast and especially in our course, which are going to be kind of embodied in this location. There's a lot to do with victim mentality, the empowerment movement of the 90s. There's going to be integral theory, shadow work, a lot of different really interesting kind of self-exploration processes.
Yeah, I just want to make a note about the victim mentality and the empowerment experiment. So we have a section in the course that talks about how to break down victim mentality and why it's not useful. And because there's a lot of that in the world right now, you know, like social justice warriors and, you know, everybody claiming to be a victim of oppression. And we argue that this is just not a useful mental space to be in at all. It doesn't help anyone.
And I wouldn't say that we're criticizing that way of thinking. It's just kind of a way in which people are dealing with their own traumas. And so we're trying to give people also the tools to deal with their own traumas. So that comes through meditation, cognitive behavioral therapy, deep kind of self-introspection. And there's a process to this. This stuff has been, you know, documented and practiced for thousands of years. It's just being kind of concentrated in one place, I would say now. And the conversation has really evolved around these subjects. So this is something we put into the course and we'll very thoughtfully integrate into this space.
Yeah, I agree, actually. So when we talk about this, we're not coming from a place of criticism saying like, oh, victim mentality is wrong and you're bad. Or, you know, we also talk about nihilism and how to overcome that in the course. And same thing, we're not saying that, oh, nihilism is terrible. You know, you're wrong if you're doing it. Both of those things are natural reactions to certain circumstances or life experiences, but they're not ideal as an operating system for the long term. So we talk about the different tools of how to work through that and how to, big part of that is actually acceptance, just accepting that this is a completely normal reaction and there's nothing wrong with it, but you do need to move through it eventually.
Mm-hmm. So we've gone on a number of different kind of, I guess you could say retreats, meditation retreats specifically have been quite impactful for us. We've done ayahuasca. We want to experiment with a lot of different types of retreats. But one thing I notice about a lot of retreats is how they deal most commonly with people's traumas. It's generally this like unpacking place for people to, you know, feel again or kind of release certain things. So there is definitely that component of that, but there's also this component of experimentation that I really want to be present at this location. So we want to try out new things and see how they function, new ideas, new kind of social operating systems and technologies. So not only are we going to be helping with this kind of trauma release and a lot of subjects related to what we cover in the course, we want to try new things out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of this stuff, we also want to help people integrate it afterwards because, yeah, it's one thing to kind of access your unconscious and realize all these things about yourself that are maybe kind of dysfunctional and that you need to start working through. But what do you do with it? And that's the question that keeps coming up for me. Now what? Okay, you've done the shadow work. You've had an awakening.
You've cleaned up your room.
Yeah, cleaned up your room. You straightened yourself out. Now what? And so now what usually means how do you relate to other people and what do you do with it in the world? So that's integration. And we want to help people find ways to integrate these practices and these insights into their lives in a healthier way and not just to leave it in this kind of weird container of, oh, I had this, mind expanding experience on a retreat and now I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah, which happens constantly.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are we choosing Bulgaria as a location?
So, yeah, Bulgaria seems like kind of an odd place, but there is quite a lot of intention with why we're doing it here. So, first of all, we're going to do this in a place that's not right in the city. We're going to do it a little bit outside of the city in the nature, but close enough that it's easy to get to. The nature here is really, really beautiful. Bulgaria has some of the highest biodiversity in all of Europe. It has a lot of beautiful mountains, and the climate is quite mild for most of the year. So it's a really excellent place to kind of go and be in nature while also kind of being embedded with a group of people and exploring these technologies. So it's kind of bringing a lot of different things together that normally aren't together, because sometimes when people go on retreats that are in nature, they're kind of anti-tech or cut off from tech. And we want to do the opposite of that. So we want to integrate rather than cut off. Another reason is that I think it's easier to contemplate new solutions, new ideas, new ways of being and thinking when you are not in your habitual environment. And so this place is going to be a little bit, removed from the, big cultural and business centers of the world and of Europe. It's not in Berlin or in London or some other big city. So, and I think that's actually an advantage. And so one of the ways that I can describe this is that throughout history, monasteries were this kind of place. A lot of the time, it was not just about religion. It was also about just having a bit of space to think, to research. And a lot of the time, monastics were involved in doing science or philosophy or just kind of exploring any subject deeply. So I want to have that aspect to it where people can come in, especially for the long programs. They can come and have that space to think. It's kind of almost like people coming in to do their PhD. So that's another reason. And then the third reason is that it's quite cost effective to get land here. And so we can get, a decent size of space right at the start instead of starting with something small.
There, you mentioned the aspect of biodiversity. I think there's another element here that needs to be brought up, which is the fact that we can be sustainable on this piece of land. I mean, you've got tons of experience with kind of building gardens and kind of living on farms and being self-sustaining. So this is something we want to build into it. I intend to have solar panels there as well. So pretty off the grid is the intention from the beginning.
Yeah. I don't know if it'll be totally off the grid, but it will definitely have the option to do that. And this kind of relates to the potential for some sort of, you know, collapse scenario or any kind of global upheaval, that the center would be resilient to those kinds of things happening.
In fact, it'd just become more of a beacon in times like that, mm-hmm. because we're literally training for this type of environment, this type of rapid change kind of scenario.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like preppers, you know, or like assuming that a collapse is going to happen and there's going to be shortages. It's more like we want to prepare people for whatever comes. It might be amazing. It might be difficult. It will probably be difficult, but, you know, every transition is difficult.
Generally, it's just a new cognitive operating system. It's supposed to be an upgrade. So a way to deal with the world in a more productive manner, in
exactly.
a happier way as well.
Yeah. And that is not predicated on any specific outcome in the future. Like the, you know, prepper community is predicated on a specific outcome, that things are going to collapse, they're going to get worse, blah, blah, blah. In this case, it's different. It's more like the future is unknown.
Here's how you become a better human, a more resilient human, a more adaptable human.
Yeah, no matter what happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've talked a lot about our vision for this thing, and we've also put together a lot of visual elements. And we've done that on the webpage at futurethinkers.org/retreat. These pictures are not actually of anything that exists yet. They're just basically a collection of our ideas and concepts, or what we want to include in the retreat center. So I definitely recommend you guys going there. And we've also set up a WhatsApp group, and we're going to start doing weekly calls on Zoom to kind of prepare and plan and start building this thing. So if you're, you know, living in Europe or Eastern Europe, or especially if you're from Plovdiv or Bulgaria and you want to participate in this thing, please jump in that call and chat with us and ask us questions. And if you want to participate in other ways, we encourage you to do so. This thing is supposed to be kind of a decentralized community project. So there's lots of different ways you can help. And we're also looking for funding for this thing. So we're going to have a lot more details and the kind of business details and the plan for it as well. So if you'd like to donate, if you'd like to invest, if you'd like to help, then go to futurethinkers.org/retreat. One final note before we go, this meditation app I brought up is pretty much done in the design form, and we're going to be looking for a developer next. So if you're a listener of the show and you are a developer and you're looking for another project to work on, you'd like to collaborate with us and make this thing a reality, then get in touch.
Yeah.
So our email is contact@futurethinkers.org.
Yeah. And so this app is completely redone from scratch, completely new instruction, different types of meditations, different design. It's going to be quite broader in its approach. Like, it's not just going to be meditation. It's just also going to be lectures and courses, and eventually community functionality as well.
Yeah. Cool. So you can actually check that out, the designs and everything for that, at futurethinkers.org/app.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. See you in the next one.
Cool. See ya.
Okay, that's it for this episode. If you want to see our current vision for the retreat center, go to futurethinkers.org/retreat. And to check out our new designs for the app, go to futurethinkers.org/app. To participate in our monthly meetups in your location, if you want to start one, you can apply at futurethinkers.org/meetups.
And if you want to stay up to date with our latest episodes, blog posts, or news from Future Thinkers, join our mailing list at futurethinkers.org/mailing-list. To meet like-minded people, join our Future Thinkers Discord community. Go to futurethinkers.org/discord.
Check out our new course in personal evolution. Part one is on cultivating sovereignty and is designed to support you in developing more clarity about your direction and purpose in life, making better decisions, and having more agency to live your life on your own terms.
Part two is on integrating the shadow and is designed to support you in overcoming nihilism and tapping into an inner source of energy, creativity, and wisdom to make meaningful progress towards actualizing your full potential. To learn more, go to courses.futurethinkers.org. Don't forget to subscribe and hit the bell icon to get notified of new videos. You can also follow us on social media to stay connected. If you'd like to get a t-shirt like the new Make America Think Again, go to futurethinkers.org/store. If you like what we do and you want to help us make more podcasts and videos, consider donating or becoming a patron at futurethinkers.org/support. Also visit our sponsor Qualia and use the coupon code FUTURE to get 10% off your purchase.